All right, guys, on this episode, it's going to be a little bit different. We've got a submission that came in. He's not able to join us on the call. So what's going to happen is I haven't heard the question yet. Jeff gave me the insights of it, but he's going to read the question. And what I like to do personally is kind of just whatever comes natural, I would rather not know until he actually reads the question. So that's kind of how all of these are formatted. The team, they get submissions. So if you go to invite.millionairecreator.com, you can be on the show, Colin with Colin, and then you'll be able to ask your question here, and my team will, you know, review these. And then at that, so what we're going to do for this episode, which is a little bit unique, it's our first time doing it, he's going to read the question from this person. I don't even know their name. And I'll just respond directly with my thoughts on whatever question it is directly. So let's get this thing started.
All right. So the first question is something, as this question has actually come in multiple times in a very similar manner. So I felt it was a great question. If Colin, if you had to start from scratch, $0 in your bank account, what would you do to get where you are today? Say you have no connections or anything, but an idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what Redline was when you think about it. Like, I just had an idea. I saw a big vision, had no clue on how to execute it, but I didn't have financial backing. I got creative. So this is what I would say. One, test the market, but test it without kind of a subjective subjects. So let me explain. Don't ask your friends and family, like, hey, do you think this is a good idea? Ask a stranger. Ask somebody that has no exact, like, knowledge of you that's going to bullshit you, that could shoot you straight. Because at the end of the day, if you're trying to scale and grow something, you don't want deceptive feedback that could actually be like, no, that's a horrible idea. More than likely, your friends and family members are going to first off say, oh, I love it. That's great. Go for it, right? Or they're going to tell you the opposite. Nope, you should stay in school and just stay the course and be a doctor or a nurse. And that's it. Like, at the end of the day, first off, knowing the distance direction that you want to go, I think that's the first part of the question. And then the second part, if I don't have the capital to get started, what do you do? And it's very simple. Bootstrap, like, get creative. This is what I did. And this is crazy. It's a true, honest to God story. I reached out to Daniel Alrick, the founder of Grunt Style, multi-nine-figure American patriotic apparel brand. And I basically cold messaged him, found him on Facebook, reached out, we set up a call. I ended up acting as if I was a pre-existing business and I earned his business. So I tested it based on somebody that I didn't have any connections with. I got the right person on the phone. That's step two, is to make sure that once you have a tangible product that you want to test to market, get the right person on the phone. And however creative means that that can be. I got Dan on the phone. We ended up closing him our first purchase order, which was I think around 3,500 AR-15 replicas, 33-inch, you know, exact replicas, three different colors. And so I kind of used that along with some initial capital to get started. But it was essentially just that gave me a little bit of internal confidence to go into a market that I knew nothing of, knowing that there's a demand, knowing that I can approach someone and actually go to market with them. I got creative and I bought products that were samples, mailed them to him so he could see the quality behind it, launched my business, and ended up fulfilling that purchase order, which helped bootstrap about 50% of our initial investment. And now, you know, we've done over $100 million here at Redline Steel, 150,000 square feet, but you can get creative. But it really just takes that mindset of, you know, making sure that before you launch, have a focus group that is not going to convey something that could be false. Like, genuinely, straight up, and freaking ask, go be on the show. I'll shoot you straight. Do you think this is a good idea? And you know what? You may not like the advice that I've given you. Here's an example. I had a group that came down and paid me for consulting. They came from Florida. I'm not going to mention their names, but they were wanting to start a sock company. And it was going to be like customizable socks. And they gave me their business plan, told me how they could go to market, and they were wanting to essentially leave being a teacher and actually go and do entrepreneurship full time. Essentially, by the time they left, the entire model shifted and they're no longer doing socks anymore. And the entire thing shifted. And now they're full-time entrepreneurs, but they don't do anything in the sock industry. Now, I've got nothing against socks and sock manufacturers, but at the end of the day, like, the business plan had a lot of flaws and fundamentals. And so we were able to kind of realign. What is the overall objective? What is that? What is your physical COGS? What is your market strategy? What do you, you know, and looking at all of these different indicators to make sure that there's no flaws in the system. So, guys, you can get creative. Don't put like, oh, I don't have, you know, $20,000 or $50,000 to get started, or I'm going to wait until I get my degree. I'm going to wait until I take Millionaire Creators course to get started. Like, no, you don't have to do that. Just f-ing jump in with both feet and hope you swim, and get creative with the approach. Get creative with what is the offset. This is the biggest nugget that I could tell you. It does not matter about you. What matters is the value to the consumer. That's it. Nothing else matters. What can you do to provide value for them to want your product, whether it's digital or physical or anything else, provide value. That's how I landed 50 plus magazine covers without a PR firm in, you know, bum Alabama. Provided value to Men's Health, Muscle and Fitness, Iron Man, Under Armour, Nike, like, provided value. I asked without the expectation of a return, and so they kept wanting to work with me over and over and over again. But the business model, the plan behind it, was unique in the sense that now a dying industry doesn't have to pay a talent fee, and you just get creative with that craft. You know, there's hundreds, I mean, literally thousands of models, only 12 covers in a year. What can I do? Get creative. It's the same thing in business. What can I do? Get creative. Bootstrap and start. Like, I'm a firm believer in timelines, making sure that short, midterm, long-term goals, like, make sure that you hold yourself to the fullest extent. There are no, I don't give a what's happening in the industry. I don't care what's happening anywhere else. If something's wrong, it's your fault. You have to pivot and make shit happen. Get creative, guys. At the end of the day, provide value times 10 and it'll come back. Don't wait on other people. Execute at speed. Let's f-ing go.
You heard it there. Yeah. Just real quick before we miss this, because I'm gonna go back to the story with Grunstyle and you got that purchase order.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, you didn't have any manufacturing equipment.
No, I didn't.
You purchased yeah. Your samples that you sent to Dan from your competitor. Yeah. Is that correct?
That's 100%. So it's kind of a savage move. And honestly, like, there was integrity behind it, 100%. And as a veteran speaking to another veteran, you've got some of the core values. It's not like I was trying to rip him off. I was trying to prove conceptually the business model internally, provide confidence internally that I can do this. So acquiring a purchase order for me without even being a business, utilizing a competitor and their own samples that I bought at retail, I was taking a gamble, but it was a calculated gamble. My gamble was, hey, I'm going to send him this product and hopefully he likes it, even though it cost me like $400. If he doesn't like it, I'm out $400. But if he likes it, that's like a $40,000 purchase order. So yeah, I'll take that bet any day. It's good odds. I mean, hopefully I can sell myself enough on this product that it makes sense. And it did. And that gave us, some internal confidence to get started.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to move on to the next question because we're almost out of time. But let's say, the question is, when you started out, How did you create your first sales funnel? Did you do it yourself or did you hire people to do it for you? And how did it change your business?
Let me just be very, very straightforward. You do not need a degree to be successful. I'm a high school dropout. You do not need a course. You do not need a book. You do not need a lot of shit to take on the fucking world and do whatever you want to do. I did all of this stuff, and the best way that I learn is from truly doing it. I see something, okay, here's a solution, here's a market problem, what can I do? Like looking at Facebook ads, the minute that I turned it on, it skyrocketed. I went from like $10,000, $12,000in gross revenue monthly to over almost 800, was over 800,000 before refunds. It was like $782,000 after some of the refunds. And just, and that's within 30 days, period. Massive difference. And this is utilizing something that I didn't have any experience in. And you know what? I probably lost a lot of money along the way, but that's how I learned. Like when I look back at some of the fundamental issues, I'm like, holy shit, I don't know how this worked. It worked. I could have saved a lot of money and probably a good bit of time if I just went to somebody that actually knew. The challenge has always been, who do you trust? Like who's doing the shit that I want to do? That is out there, because there's so many, like, just gurus in general that claim all of these things. And I'm a firm believer, you put your money where your mouth is, period. Like, I firmly believe that. And I'm not going to put my name on anything if I'm not 100%. So that's been a big challenge, but you don't need to do any of that shit. If you just want to try it for yourself and you feel mentally, you have the fortitude to just be like, all right, here's my pain tolerance. I'm willing to wait this long. I'm willing to spend this much money before I can get a yielded, whatever that rate is. Whatever you're trying to do as an objective. I'm trying to get this lead so that I can sell them on this house, right? Because you're a realtor. I'm trying to sell cars. What can I do to bring awareness to some type of utilizing like landing pages, tripwire campaigns? I'm gonna give away everybody that signs up here, I'm going to give a free car wash, and you do geofencing around a 25-mile area of your zip code. Every person that, you know, and you can get creative with these types of things. But it comes down to you just kind of conceptually, either you got to either see it from someone else and then implement it if you're that way, or you find somebody that you can trust as a mentor and take them on. But I'm here to tell you straight up, I don't do courses. I don't do, the only time I go to events or to speak at them. I'm not really much of a book reader. I'm super hands-on. I like YouTube. There's a lot of free content out there at scale. And I'll just shoot you straight. You don't need it. But I'll tell you this, on the flip side, if I knew somebody that I could trust, my business could probably be at, you know, much further within 5 years. I don't know if I could, you know, handle it from a manufacturing standpoint, but at the same time, I probably could have saved a hell of a lot of money at the end of the day. But that's how you learn. Like, seriously, I learn from the shit very fast. And if something doesn't work, I've got some form of pain tolerance, but I'll flip it and I'll learn from it and I won't do that shit again. It's not going to be a Band-Aid on a tourniquet. I'm going to apply it. I'm either going to cut off the fucking arm and keep, you know, drink water, drive on, or, you know, I'm going to chalk it up as a loss. And it's not a loss because it's a learning point. All right, guys, if you got value from this episode and you loved it, then do me a solid favor. If you haven't already, be sure to leave us a 5-star review. It's a simple ask and it helps us spread our show to so many new viewers. If you also got value from this and you want to see it on video, go to our YouTube channel, Colin Wayne. You'll see the show, Colin with Colin. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, a brand new episode is here just for you. If you want to be on the show, go to invite.millionairecreator.com and you could potentially be on the show. Lastly, if you got value from this and want to share it with your friends and family members, we'll be randomly selecting those that tag us and posting it across my social channels. So thanks again for your support. We look forward to seeing you on a future episode of Colin with Colin.